Michigan's public universities face $1 billion in losses due to Chinese virus. By Tom Sikata on May 21, 2020. Michigan's universities are facing significant losses as a result of the Chinese virus pandemic. One estimate suggests that public universities in Michigan will lose a total of $1 billion as a result of the pandemic. According to a report by the College Fix, public universities and colleges in the state of Michigan will lose approximately $1 billion as a result of the Chinese virus pandemic. There are simply no revenues coming in at this point. Dan Hurley, the president of the Michigan Association of State Universities, said in a comment. Many universities and colleges furloughed employees in April to compensate for losses incurred during the spring semester. Western Michigan University President Edward Montgomery announced on May 11 that a substantial number of employees would be laid off as a result of budgetary issues. "We have to do the process sooner rather than later," Montgomery said last week. "You need to aim high rather than aim low, so we don't have to repeat the process. If we wait and don't plan, we won't have the time to make the necessary adjustments for the fall." University of Michigan Flint professor Mark J. Perry, who may be best known for his war against university policies that discriminate against male students, claims that his university has suffered a substantial drop in enrollment as a result of the pandemic. The Flint campus is right now reporting an expected decline of 19.5% for fall 2020 credit hours compared to the same time a year ago, according to the most recent enrollment report from the UM Flint Registrar's office yesterday, Perry wrote in an email. "A year ago, the expected credit hours for fall 2019 were 42,491, and this year it's down to 34,210. And the report from the previous week on May 11 showed an expected 17.5% decline in fall 2020 credit hours, so the expected outlook worsened slightly in the last week. Several universities in Michigan that have been affected by the pandemic have already announced plans to reopen their campuses for the fall. Michigan State and the University of Michigan, two of the largest public universities in the state, are currently developing their own plans for a fall reopening. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more campus updates.